Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 27 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of June 27th through July 3rd in the great American Old West? June 27th, 1876. The massive Indian siege against the 7th Cavalry troops of Captain Frederick Benteen and Major Marcus Reno on the bluffs above the Little Bighorn River is lifted by the arrival of General Terry and Colonel Gibbon. The Indians strike camp and move south. Now they can go find out what's happened to Custer's command. June 28, 1880, Leadville, Colorado. Texas, Jack Omohundro, age 33, died of pneumonia. A real cowboy, buffalo hunter, actor, showman, and inspiration for numerous Colonel Prentice Ingraham dime novels. He was the first to demonstrate cowboy roping skills on stage. Tip your hat. June 29, 1867. The Kidder Massacre. Second Lieutenant Lyman Kidder, 10 enlisted men and an Indian scout, were killed by a Northern Cheyenne and Sioux war party led by Oglala Sioux Chief Pawnee Killer in Sherman County, Kansas. June 30th, 1882, Washington, D.C. An obviously mentally disturbed Charles Guiteau danced his way to the gallows, recited his poem, "I Am Going to the Lordy," and then danced at the end of a short rope for allegedly killing President James A. Garfield. He had claimed during his trial that he had only shot Garfield. It was the doctors who had killed him. 19th century medicine and justice were still a little rough around the edges, even in the civilized East. July 1st, 1884, Alan Pinkerton, 64, died in Chicago, Illinois. In partnership with Chicago attorney Edward Rucker, he founded the famous and notorious Pinkerton National Detective Agency in 1885. Nemesis of many Western stage and train robbers, he died from biting his own tongue. At one time, there were more Pinkerton agents than there were soldiers in the standing U.S. Army. July 1st, 1887. Robert A. Clay Allison, number 14 on the gunfighter list, tried to catch a falling feed bag, fell under his own wagon, and died within the hour. Pecos, Texas. His granite tombstone reads, quote, "He never killed a man that did not need killing," unquote. July 2nd, 1874. The Black Hills Expedition, led by Lieutenant Colonel George A. Custer, leaves Fort Lincoln, Dakota Territory, to scout a location for a new fort. On the grounds that the Indians were using the Black Hills as a retreat after rustling cattle. Included were 110 wagons, a large military escort, scientists, and two geologists to do mineral surveys. This was an outright intentional violation of the 1868 treaty, intended to provoke an Indian response so the land could be seized for settlers. July 2, 1873. Some 700 Pawnee Indians, about half women and children, leave the Genoa Agency in Nebraska for the summer buffalo hunt. The agent, John Williamson, will accompany the expedition. July 2, 1876. Expecting trouble with Indians as they traveled through New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming, is the well-equipped, overmanned, and heavily armed outfit of Arizona and Texas cowboys, including Red River Dick, who will the next day become Deadwood Dick. They deliver 3,000 Texas steers to Deadwood, South Dakota. On the way in, he claims they have heard numerous tales of the recent Custer massacre and were warned to be wary. Now, this is very unlikely. His book claims they passed within 60 miles of the battle. It was really about 250. And they were coming from the south. They had no Indian trouble, and the herd was given over to the new owners, whereupon the cowboys set out to explore the town. July 3rd, 1901. In a confrontation during a Western Federation of Miners strike at the Smuggler Union Mine in Telluride, Colorado, 27-year-old Finland native John Barthel stepped unarmed to the front of the picket line, faced the company gunman, and shouted in broken English, quote, "You are under arrest," unquote. The company gunman immediately shot him through the neck, and he fell mortally wounded. Striking miners began to return fire, and a general shooting war broke out. Quite a week, writers. This is program 27 for 2020. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.